One of the great parts about the Easter season is we get to hear a whole lot of the Acts of the Apostles during the daily masses. And I particularly enjoy it because the Holy Spirit is just so active in the early church. And, you know, Luke is so conscious to report all the ways in which the Holy Spirit is acting, you know, through the risen Jesus and in the name of the risen Jesus, right? And in the early church, that's causing, you know, this whole, you know, Christian messianic movement to occur. And what's so interesting about today's gospel for me is that it parallels what N.T. Wright has done very recently in historical exegetical scholarship. And in a book called Jesus and the Victory of God, a really important book, Wright studied the messianic movements of so many different features, like what we saw from Gamaliel in today's Acts of the Apostles. So he's talking about Thutis, he's talking about Judas, he's talking about other messiahs and messianic movements. And so Wright kind of does an expanded job on Gamaliel, as it were, and looks at a huge number before Jesus, a huge number during the time of Jesus and afterwards, because, of course, there is this messianic expectation in the air, and people are coming around, and they look like the Messiah. And what Wright notices is exactly what Gamaliel says. And this includes the messianic movement of the Baptist. And John the Baptist had a big messianic movement following, even though he tried to undercut this himself. His followers, you know, were very enthusiastic and, you know, didn't want to sort of stop the messianic preaching. So what Wright noticed is that about, 6 months after a Messiah had died, particularly if the Messiah had been publicly humiliated and executed, about 6 months after the Messiah had died, it didn't matter what that messianic movement did. Did they have a replacement Messiah for him? Did they have a series of teachings that they could use to you know, did they have disciples and organized church, sort of like what's happening in the Acts of the Apostles? Didn't matter what they did. 6 months after the movement, after the death of the so-called Messiah, boom, the whole movement was ended. And then, says Wright, you have Christianity. And it is so extraordinary in the history of Semitic messianism, you just gotta stand in awe before it. Because what happens? Instead of the messianic movement dying in 6 months, Christianity starts experiencing an exponential growth. And it doesn't stop for 300 years. Literally taking over the very empire that had persecuted it 200 years before. It's so extraordinary. You just, says Wright, if you didn't believe in the resurrection, if you didn't believe in the Holy Spirit, and if you didn't believe that the Holy Spirit was working through the apostles in the name of the risen Jesus, then you got a lot of splaining to do, because it doesn't make any sense why, once you have a publicly humiliated and executed Messiah, why your movement would continue growing in exponential proportions until it takes over its own persecuting empire. He looks at it from a variety of different perspectives and finally draws the conclusion, the apostles were really doing these miracles in the name of the risen Jesus. And of course, what's the logic within the apostles' mind, within the crowd's mind? If Jesus is not risen from the dead precisely as these apostles are proclaiming, then God would not be working these miracles through his name. And of course, knowing that, there's an automatic testimony to the resurrection in glory, an automatic testimony to the power of the Holy Spirit being with the apostles, and that's the explanation for why the Christian messianic movement grows when every other one dies. The interesting thing is the Spirit is not just stopping there with the miracles and the great charismatic manifestations of power, right, in the early church. The Spirit is inspiring Gamaliel. The Spirit is inspiring the apostles. I mean, they're just getting flogged, and they're rejoicing. Let me tell you, that's called spiritual consolation. Frankly, if I were rejoicing after I got flogged, you could be sure I was in a state of spiritual consolation, the cause of which is the Spirit of the risen Jesus. The Spirit is dynamic. The Spirit is charismatic. The Spirit is just, you know, fusing power. And the church, of course, in its growth, is manifesting that Jesus is risen as he promised. Amen.